Moving on, Israelis stage a rally in Tel Aviv calling for a withdrawal from occupied Palestinian territories. The protesters march from the Ministry of Military Affairs to the headquarters of the ruling party. The organizers of the rally say the occupation of Palestinian territories by Israel is dangerous and expensive. They also say Israel has done everything to prove that it isn't interested in peace with Palestinians. On Thursday, Israeli officials announced the approval of 300 new settler units in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Israel occupied the West Bank in 1967. Well, to discuss this war, I'm joined from Ontario by Edward Corrigan, international and human rights lawyer. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Corrigan, we have protesters in Tel Aviv calling on Israel to withdraw from Palestinian lands. Just how much do people in Tel Aviv sympathize with Palestinians, if at all?
Well, that's a very good question. Obviously, there's a contingent of Israelis who do want to disengage from the West Bank. They see that it is poisonous to the state, destroying democracy. And of course, you can't have a democracy when you're occupying and controlling the lives of actually probably more Palestinians than there, in fact, are Israeli Jews. The Palestinian population under the territory controlled by Israel, if you include Gaza, is actually a majority Christian and Muslim Palestinian. But of course, the Palestinians in the West Bank have virtually no rights. The people in Gaza are under control of under siege from the Israelis. And of course, the Palestinians in Israel have second status rights. However, for most Israelis, the occupation is invisible. Soldiers go there, they occupy it. A lot of the soldiers actually end up rebelling. There's a large contingent of Israelis that refuse to serve in the occupied territories. But for most Israelis, life goes on. It's the state is heavily subsidized by the United States and other Western powers, including Canada and the other parties. And it is definitely a problem. But so for most Israelis, the occupation is invisible. However, there is a strong contingent of activists, people in the Hadas party, people in the progressive movement, the Gush Shalom, all sorts of different organizations that are supportive of peace. But for the average Israeli, unfortunately, it's invisible. It's hidden from them. They're not allowed to go there. They don't see it. There's only limited exposure to it. But so their life goes on. So there's not a lot of awareness of the problems for the for the average Israeli. So it definitely is a problem, but there's a strong contingent, people Zorkat, who talk about the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians and other Palestinian groups who are in fact a favor are opposed to the occupation and want to create a two-state solution. Many of the Israeli intelligentsia is in favor of that. However, the vast majority of people, unfortunately, it's not part of their political reality. It wasn't even a major issue in the last election.
Indeed. What about the settlements there? I mean, it seems that, according to many, the settlements are literally changing the character of the land the two sides are supposed to be negotiating.
Well, there's approximately 2.5 million Palestinians in the West Bank, and people keep saying that now that these illegal Israeli settlers are approaching around 500,000 people. They're not going to give back that land. But what do you do with 2.5 million Palestinians? Why do 500,000 illegal, heavily subsidized Israeli settlers have the precedence over the right of 2.5 million Palestinians? From a mathematical point of view, it doesn't make any sense. But Israel has invested actually billions of dollars in constantly expanding the settlements, seizing land from the Palestinians, destroying their water supply, destroying their olive orchards, just taking land under various pretexts. There's a whole big campaign about destroying the Bedouin villages actually inside Israel right now, which is, arguably a type of genocide, certainly destroying their way of life and taking the land and stealing them and giving them nothing in return. So this massive investment, which is of course heavily subsidized by the United States, is all illegal. Even the Israeli courts have said that it's illegal to do the settlements in the occupied territory. The Israelis are illegal occupiers. They cannot take the land. There's a ruling of the Israeli court system that said that. And the international court, which ruled on the wall, has also made a similar ruling. It was almost a unanimous decision. One judge dissented, so I think it was like 14-1, but a very, very strong decision from the international courts that Israel is an illegal occupier and must return the land. Now, most Western powers actually give lip service to the fact that, yes, there should be some negotiation, there should be a Palestinian state, but it has to be determined by negotiations, which, of course, are dictated and controlled by the Israelis, and they have veto power.
Indeed.
And it's not the interests of the Israeli elites to want to give back the land. They're continuing their expansion.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer from Ontario. Thanks for the time there, sir.